Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Ask These Three Questions. And the reason that I'm going over this is because when you are in business, these are things that you need to consider for one reason and one reason only. You want to have a successful business. All else being equal, we want to do business with people we trust, we know, like, and trust. That's a pretty simple equation for success, and it's amongst the easiest factors to control in your business and career. One reason so few of us achieve what we truly want is that we never direct our focus. We never concentrate our power. Most people dabble their way through life, never deciding to master anything in particular. And this is a quote from Tony Robbins. Everything you know about marketing a business is wrong. Forget everything you've heard about systematically marketing, strategically building a list, ruthlessly promoting yourself, and writing out your marketing calendar 12 months in advance. That stuff is anxiety-provoking. Marketing, relationship building, and value adding is not a robotic process. It's art, it's instinctual, and it's the equivalent of, dare I say it, lovemaking. There's a certain magic about great marketing that moves people to action with a smile. A great example of magic in marketing is Disney and how they extract money from us. And we happily comply. Don't get me wrong. Good marketing is formulaic and there is a process to it. However, the difference between business owners who get a steady flow of new prospects and referrals are generating six figures versus the business owner that relies on having random hit and miss promotions in the magic. It's like this. I could go out on a weekend and play hoops at the local park and maybe be the best player on the court. But put me in the NBA, and I'd be lucky if I could keep up with the water boy. The missing ingredient, magic. Now, in sports, you either have it or you don't. If you have the natural talent and work hard and perfecting your skills, then you'll make it to the big leagues. But if you don't have the natural talent, genetics, and skills, then you're never going to make it to the big leagues. It's not like that in business and marketing. Even if you don't have the natural skills, instincts, you can develop them over time. In fact, I've seen some pretty socially awkward business owners become legendary in their marketing skills over time. Here's how to develop your marketing skills. Rather than just taking a marketing promo and regurgitating it, ask yourself these three questions each weekend to help you plan out your weekly priority and productivity list. What do I plan to do this week to get more clients? Notice, I don't say lead or prospect. I say client. Odds are that you already have a list of prospects that you haven't followed up on or at least haven't followed up on thoroughly. Maybe you're going to follow up with these leads and prospects better with calls, emails, autoresponders, and direct mail. Maybe you're going to get them back in for another free trial or consultation and demonstrate your value. Maybe you're going to improve your sales skills and convert more of these leads and prospects into paying clients. Or maybe you're going to come with the coolness and deliver more value, better than more consistent content, and compelling case studies. It's not always about marketing or lead generation. But it may be, and if it is, then take a look at your best producing month and reverse engineer what worked and do it again, only better. Next, ask yourself, what do I plan to do to keep my clients? Fantastic. So you're delivering a great product or service. Big deal. Let's be honest. Most business owners are skilled enough in their craft that they can deliver a good product or service. You need to differentiate yourself. What are you doing to keep that? To your clients, in addition to results, the other four things they want from you is to keep it fun, recognition, appreciation, and a sense of belonging, a second home. It's a lot easier to keep your clients than to get new ones. And finally, ask yourself this. How do I plan to add value to the people in my circle of influence? What connections or hookups have you made for your clients recently? What value are you going to deliver to the businesses that refer to you or to businesses who you want to refer to you? Read the Go Giver. It is a great little book and fast read on the topic of being a value adder. Plus, it just makes you a better human. See, more often than not, we're always looking for others to do things for us rather than to come with the giving hand. For example, most business owners are just thinking, me, me, me. Mail out for me. Post my lead boxes. Let me pull my flyers in your store. Send me more referrals. But that doesn't get you very far. In fact, it repels connections. Instead, think about building relationships that way. What value are you bringing to others? Do it without expectation and see what happens. I don't know about you, but I prefer working with value adders and not value extractors. Just one of the rules that I live by. And remember, what we want to do is help you understand how to build your business and how to make it better. That's why. Let's go over it again and say, what are the three questions? The first question is, what do I plan to do this week to get more clients? Write that question down. Then start listing all of the things that you would like to do. And yes, the internet and lead generation is one way of doing it, but there are other avenues as well, such as going to lead clubs and being a member. And what this does is it gives you the opportunity to stand up, tell other business owners what kind of business you have, what kind of service you provide, who your perfect client is, and then let them give you leads that can help you grow your business. Also, when you're at a leads club, they will do the same thing. They will stand up. They will tell you something about their business, who a good lead is, and if you know someone who could use their service. So what you're doing is you're helping each other build your business. And the problem is that a lot of people have a lot of difficulty networking. And networking is knowing how to go up to someone and talk to them. One of the reasons that I happen to have this show is that a number of years ago, someone sent me an email with a link to their show. And that gave me an opportunity to say, you know, this is something I would enjoy doing, and I don't have to worry about being paid to do it. And what happens is that it gives me an avenue that I have, that when I want to go to an association and promote myself as a speaker, then I have an audio program that they can go and listen to, and they can determine whether the way I present myself is truly what they want in a speaker at their convention. Because, and this is one reason why and how the internet and it has helped people build a business today. Because years ago, when I started, before you had the access to computers and the internet, then that meant that you had to have a media kit. And to build a media kit, you had to have audio programs as part of that media kit, which meant that you had to hire someone to come to a presentation that you were giving, to take that presentation and then break it down into into audio tapes that you had to physically send to someone. So it became expensive. And then what you would do is you would have to buy a list of people that you wanted to contact, and then you had the expense of that you had to have send them a video of you actually presenting at a association meeting or doing breakout sessions at a meeting. So a lot of things in the past helped to, you know, have advanced so that you have multiple streams of way of generating leads today. That it's not all done through email, it's not all done through autoresponders, it's not all done through cold calling, but when you do a face-to-face meeting at a lead club or a chamber of commerce meeting, you take your business card, you are there dressed appropriately, you have your elevator speech all together, being able to tell them in 30 seconds what you do. For instance, when I talk to people, I tell them I'm a career and personal development strategy coach, and I utilize the laws of attraction to help someone think more positively and put out positive energy so that they can draw to themselves the things that they truly want in life. And that tells someone within a minute what I do is how I can help them, because it opens the door for them to ask me more questions. So think about how you're going to do that. Then, remember, you already have a list of clients that you've already worked with. And just because you have one product doesn't mean that you can't have a way to create other products to help someone see. Because, you know, it's like I use assessment profiles to help people understand how they communicate and how to communicate more effectively. Well, if you are working with someone as a team, then you have to understand how to approach them and talk to them in a way that they understand, and what is your natural behavioral style, what is their natural behavioral style, and how you can help them to build upon that. And just like communication is a part of it, working as a team is another part of it, so that when I have a client that I've worked with in one area, then I can move them over to another area, so that by having multiple products, then they would have a reason to purchase from me again, because they already know me as a good mentor. So how can I help them get to that point where they are going to want to come back and purchase from me again? And not only that, a lot of your best business comes from referrals through the clients that you currently have. So if you are working with someone and you ask them for a referral, then you are building your client list. So, and then the last thing is, how do I plan to bring value to the people in my circle of influence? And remember, when you are talking to people that you already know, you don't always want to expect them. You have to go over and above what they're paying for, because when they feel like they've gotten more value from them, from you, for what they paid you for, then they're more likely to come back and ask for more. So when you put all of these things to help them understand what it is that they truly need and how I can truly help them grow as an individual. So think about what it is that you truly want to do and consider all of these things as things that can really help you grow as an individual. So what are you going to do that is going to help you grow as an individual and build your business? And you know, today, there's all while you build and grow your business, while you look to expand your business, you need to look at alternate streams of income. And there are companies out there today that are there as an outgrowth because of they, you know, rather than hiring someone to go out and pay them to go out and sell their products, to go out and bring customers, then by your signing on as an affiliate and utilizing their service and their product and referring your friends who can use those products and service as well, then guess what? You are going to be helping them build their business, and you get earned commission on the types of products that you are going to utilize in your business, in your home life, and guess what? Also, it's another way or source to generate an income for yourself. You know, there are jobs out there. The problem is we need to learn to think outside of the box. We cannot depend on the government creating jobs because the job market is constantly in a state of flux. And companies today, they're looking for ways to cut their expenses. And I know this is not a popular way of thinking about things, but you cannot, but what's happening is that people complain because they don't want the government in their life, but yet at the same time, they want the government to create jobs for them. So where is the paradox in this? How can you expect to want one thing from the government and then at the same time not have them be in your life? How can you change and have the things that you truly want? And think about all of these things. And remember, one reason so few of us achieve what we truly want is that we never direct our focus. We never concentrate our power. What that means is you need to have a strategy in place. And I'm going to go back and reiterate, this is something that I think also shows how when you were in school and you had a focus on your education and what kind of job you wanted to get, then when you went to college and you declared your major, you had that focus and you took those classes that would help you improve your ability to get that job in the job market. So think about it. You have to apply those same principles to building a business of your own. And think about these questions. What do I plan to do this week to get more clients? How do I plan to treat my clients? And how do I plan to add value to the people in my circle of influence? So what I want you to do, especially when you think about those three questions and the last one, now, what value do you bring to your business and to the people that you influence? And there is a site called Clout that you can go on and you can register and promote to your people. And guess what? Then you get a ranking of where you are and how you influence people. And guess what? My ranking has been consistent at 58. And why? Because I consistently do this radio show. I have consistently put out articles, and I am in a number of groups on Facebook, where I am constantly interacting with other people on the board and answering things. So what is that doing? That's helping to help build my circle of influence, and that's increasing my clout ranking. So what is your focus, and how can you achieve the value that you want to give to someone else and help them begin to build their business or provide a product that can help them live a better quality of life? And isn't that what all of us want, to live the best quality of life, to live in the lifestyle that we want to live in, that we dream about, that we see other people like entertainers living, where you have the opportunity to travel and see things at your leisure when you have time off, and that you can take time off whenever you choose to, as opposed to working for someone else, trading dollars for hours, and then waiting for your next paycheck because guess what? Today, with the cost of living, you have to stretch every dollar you have coming in. And when you work for yourself, then you can determine what your income is going to be, and then strategize and plan how to build your business so that your income equals what it is that you truly want it to be. And think about it. This is a story that's come out and I've heard many times, and I've even mentioned many times, but what did Jim Carrey do when he was just starting out? He wrote a check to himself for $25,000, meaning that he saw himself when he was beginning his career as someday getting a check for $25,000 just for making an appearance. And guess what? Within a few years, he achieved that goal. And today, he can easily make $20 million a picture. Why? Because just his name alone, and the fact that people have seen him so many times and have watched his career, that guess what? He can pick and choose now when he wants to work. He can pick and choose when he wants to travel. So, and what you do find is that entertainers, they have multiple streams of income. Just think about what is Jennifer Lopez doing. She started out and built her career on her singing and dancing. Then as she built name recognition, she had advice on how to go out and put out a clothing line and a perfume line. So guess what? She has built up a multiple streams of income. And when you look at what entertainers are doing, there is no reason why you can't do the same thing. The thing is that you need to get an idea of what it is that they did, how they did it, and you need to find someone who can help you strategize and put together a plan on how to build a business, how to focus in on who it is that you want to serve. Because you know what? A lot of times people say, well, what I'm doing serves everyone. Yes, it does serve everyone, but guess what? Not everyone is your client. You have a certain percentage of people who will be your client. So when you recognize and you determine exactly who it is that you want to work with, is what kind of benefit you can be to them, then guess what? You can put yourself into that position of building a successful business because you determine what your target market is. And when you determine that target market, then guess what that will do for you? That will get you exactly what it is that you truly want it to be. And, you know, it's just a matter of how are you going to plan out and strategize putting together a successful business. Because when you do that, strategize, and you write out and say, and actually write it out and put down a date. You want to make $1,000 a month, and give yourself a month to do that, maybe 2 months. But remember, you're laying the foundation. You're putting out there into the universe the positive energy of what you expect to do within the next month. And once you put together a plan and you set it out and you write it down and you follow that plan. And, you know, one thing that we need to be concerned about is having good time management skills, because it's easy for so many of us to procrastinate and put off the things that you need to do that can help you build and grow a successful business. And there are certain online businesses that you may not need to spend but 5 or 10 minutes with, but you can spend another hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours on it when it's not directly with it, because you're putting together the strategy and the plan of how to connect with the people that you know can benefit from what it is that you have to do. And once you do that, even if it's just as an affiliate, then especially when you're working with companies that are talking about profit sharing, then when you look at how the more people that, whether you bring them in or someone else brings them in, where you are on that community tree determines how much of an income you will have as opposed to what the income that someone else has had. So what are you doing that you could put together a strategic plan, and what benefits can you bring to in value do you bring to that company, even as an affiliate, that can help them grow their business and also help the people, other affiliates and people within that group, to build and become better people? So when you think about all of these things, then you understand just how you can grow a very successful and profitable business, because while you are putting together your strategy, your product, your service, there are other people who have products and services that complement what it is that you do, and all of you working together can refer business to each other. That is a warm market, and that warm market, they already have an interest. Guess what it's going to do for you? It's going to put you into that position of helping you grow a very successful business in today's marketplace. And I want to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And we have both individual and group coaching that can help you build a successful business, helps you put together a strategy. And also, if you are looking for sources of income with other companies that offer affiliate programs or network marketing companies that have products that you can use within your business, then we help you build that business and help you get aligned in learning how to do the things that can help you become successful just like everyone else in their business. And I would like to remind you that you can come back at the same time next week, and we will be discussing another topic that can help you build your business